Construction crews are putting the finishing touches on the United States' new embassy in Baghdad this weekend. Buried deep in the green zone on the banks of the Tigris River, the 104-acre compound is by far the biggest embassy the U.S. has built abroad. Encircled by blast walls, the facility is designed to be entirely self-sufficient. It has its own utilities, apartment buildings, even a shopping mall. Congress appropriated more than $500 million for its construction, and it's estimated that it could cost $1 billion a year to operate. As the embassy nears completion, we thought we'd take a look at the diplomatic landscape in Iraq. Joining us is former Ambassador Edward Peck. He served as the chief of mission in Baghdad from 1977 to 1980. Thank you for coming in.
I'm honored.
What do you think this new embassy conveys to Iraqis?
Well, you know, it's always difficult for us to assume how they look at it, but I personally would say that it was a terrible mistake to build it in the green zone.
Why is that?
Well, that's where Saddam operated. And if you're trying to convey the idea of change, that's just psychologically and culturally wrong.
It sounds like this is very much like a fortress with the big walls around it. What is that image?
Well, that operation bears no resemblance to any embassy that I've ever been associated with. When you have diplomats and other people working in an embassy, in theory, they are there to carry out two functions. One is to tell the host government how America feels about a wide range of issues, and the second is to tell America how the host country feels about a whole range of issues. And you develop that second part by being able to walk around and look and talk to people. And in Baghdad, you can't do that. You're crouched down behind the blast walls and the barbed wire.
Now, certainly, we should note there are security concerns here. Let's go back down to the late 70s when you were posted in Iraq.
Yes.
Saddam Hussein took over the presidency when you were there.
Yes.
So can you paint a picture for us of how you operated?
I lived a perfectly normal life, but in Iraq, people were very careful about getting too close to the Americans because we did not have the world's best relationship. I could visit ministries, talk to government officials. I could travel about the country. If I were up north in the Kurdish areas and here comes an army patrol moving across the trail that I was on, I could stop and talk with them about this and that and what was going on and how things were. And as a reasonably experienced Middle East observer, you can look at people and get a pretty good idea of how things are going economically. Are the things in the shops? Are the shops going? Are the streets safe? Do the people move around without fear? Yes, all of those things.
What would you say that Ambassador Crocker should be doing? What is his role?
Ambassador Crocker's role is twofold. He conveys to Prime Minister al-Maliki, Nouri al-Maliki, and his government what America feels about various things. But he doesn't do it as a diplomat there. He does it as a proconsul. It isn't like, you know, I have called on the heads of states or other governments where you convey very quietly what it is we think should be done about this and that, and this is our view on the International Whaling Convention, whatever it is. But Mr. Crocker doesn't have that relationship there. He comes in essentially with an armed guard to say, hey, we got these 18 checkpoints that you're supposed to pass before we can authorize you to do this or that. And his other job, and that's the tough one, we'll find out how it works out later this month, when he reports back to the president upon how the situation is going. I hope that Ryan Crocker has retained one of the many virtues that made all of us admire him when he was a relatively junior officer, and that is the willingness to speak truth to power. He should be able to, at least in private, to tell Secretary Rice and the president and others what the situation is really like and what he really thinks should be good or bad, and pay the consequences for telling him what it really is all about, because that's his job. That's the toughest part of the job, is to speak truth to power.
Ambassador Edward Peck was chief of mission in Baghdad from 1977 to 1980. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
You can hear more about Ambassador Peck's time in Iraq at npr.org.